so Maxi, so that's a defeat that's really, really hard to take.
Yeah, it will be, yeah. It'll hurt for a while, that one again. You know, another narrow defeat in the finals. A bit of a habit.
Yeah. Well, listen, it was a game that I thought you just controlled anyway. And if we look at the possession stats, you would have had the most of it. But twice, Armagh were able to dig it out. Can you maybe explain what went on in those moments, Maxi?
Well, I think the equalising free in normal time was a free verbal overcarrying, which I think was very unfair, you know, and I think even the, you know, there's a second overcarried free towards in the lead up to the last goal as well, you know, it was a bit hard to get their head around them. But look, ultimately, we give the ball away too much again today. Look, I think we definitely contributed the three goals ourselves and maybe 7 or 8 points into the bargain. So, we just have to put the light back in ourselves and look at all the possession we lost is the main reason, I think.
And this has happened before, Max. I know it's something that you had addressed, that you need to get it over the line. Can you pinpoint maybe what's going on here with Donegal ladies football at the moment? Because it's happened again, so it has.
Yeah, look, it's very hard to get their head around and definitely very hard to accept anyway. You know, it's lapses of concentration or whatever it is, you know, but it's just not good, you know. I'm sure the turnover, the scores that Armagh got from our turnovers today will be, you know, be really hard to take. I would say you're probably talking about, you know, 3-7, 3-8, 3-9 from our possessions, which is a real killer. And look, that's probably the bit that I think you'll probably be the single biggest reason we lost, I would say.
Yeah. Unless you have to try and now regroup the girls here, because you've got no lot in series to come, Maxi. Will that be a hard thing to do? You know, we're here just minutes after leaving the ground and after suffering a defeat in the Ulster final, but you need to go again.
Yeah, we need to go again now, and we have to face off with Cork and Waterford. Again, two big challenges and two big journeys into the bargain. So, look, it's, I don't know, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks, whatever it is. But we'll have to just try and get this one out of the system and get back on the horse again. But look, this will take a while to get over this one.
Oh, you mentioned about challenges that lie ahead. How big a challenge is it for you going to be to lift the group now? Is it probably maybe one of the biggest challenges you've faced in your time as manager?
Yeah, because look, you know, the last year's Ulster final defeat to Armagh was, you know, it came hot in heels of the defeat to Dublin, which was a crushing blow for us. And you know, and we really wanted to win today to get another provincial title, but it wasn't to be. But look, our season isn't over. It's only starting, and there's an All Ireland series that, you know, we'll have to just get ourselves, dust ourselves down, and get ourselves ready for it.
Yeah. Do you still believe that this group is capable of getting to an All Ireland final and having national success, Max? Because you've always believed that, so you have.
No, look, my belief is not diminishing at all. Why these things maybe keep reoccurring in finals is probably a disappointing bit. And the losses of possession and the turnovers is criminal. But look, I think a lot of it's about momentum, and if we can get a run now through the group stages, you know, who knows what will happen later in the summer.